I think there's a lot of discussion that needs to go on, because I feel a lot of individuals would take on that perspective that you brought up of there's so much physical work to be done and someone has to do it. And we're used to taking orders and feeling that it's all too much for us to figure out together. And I'm not even like, in a world in which we all carried our own weight and there were no leaders, it would be I feel difficult to get anything done. If you look at organizations just like this one that we're broadcasting from, people know when you're part of any type of project to get anything done, there's a lot of fighting that goes on and there's a lot of opinions that have to be expressed. And it's really hard to come together and talk when you have all these different opinions and personalities that are clashing. And so that's avoided when you have a leader who's just like, well, I'm doing this. I'm going to just, you know, make it easier for you guys just to go about your lives and do what you need to do. So I do see the appeal in trying to soothe the herd of these wild beasts that don't know how to get along. And, you know, and you also talked about violence, or it's a con that violence is inherent in our nature. And I wonder about that, because that's something that comes up so often in our society. We hear that a lot. And I wonder about our connection to violence, our history of violence. I just think that if we don't address that head on, that it's a big problem, because there's a lot of pain and we are all suffering. And I think that violence shows that, and that so often, especially in the media, that gets overlooked as a symptom that we can fix by, you know, changing this or that, as opposed to seeing it from, as we're talking about today, a larger picture, seeing it from the whole. And I did want to mention that when you were describing the definition of, well, seeing from the advantage of the whole, conceptually, I was thinking of just an archer, someone who aims at something that's far away. And I was just wondering if, to be a precise archer and hit your target, because in my mind, if you're trying to hit a specific target, or this is a metaphor, so if you're trying to reach a certain goal, you would want to zoom in and see the details of what you're aiming for, which was counterintuitive, that definition that you gave, because it seems you want to zoom back and see it from the whole. And I was just wondering if, you know, as an archer, if they in fact did that to hit a target, do you actually zoom away, and is it a bigger picture that actually helps you reach your target? But that's just a conceptual thing that I was thinking about as you were speaking, how if we're trying to get a specific goal, zooming back and seeing the whole picture actually makes it more accurate, you know. And that's just, for me, was counterintuitive at first, just to think about. But I did want to mention and pose to you, going back to this violence thing, and bringing up The Godfather, Raven, that's your favorite movie, and it is very violent. And so why do you think that we are not inherently violent? We seem to be very drawn to it in this culture. And so debunk that myth. Why are we not a bunch of violent savages?
you don't ask little questions, do you? All right, real quick, though, before I forget, you asked about seeing from the perspective or the vantage of the whole, and I'm encouraging folks to think about seeing the way Nikola Tesla saw, with the mind's eye, that you recognize that we're looking at something that's in motion, that's very, very dynamic, and that it can only be grasped with the mind's eye. So in constant motion is force acting on us, and our responding to that force. And that if we are focused on the results only of that force, which is what I mean by a detail, this particular stream is being polluted, we must stop it. And, you know, you could devote a lifetime to getting that stream clean and ignore the fact that the motive force behind making our earth filthy is ongoing and stronger than before, because we have so many people who are ignoring the overall, while power keeps that overall in mind. And so that's all I mean by seeing from the vantage of the whole. keeping the overall in mind. And violence is a symptom.